This is episode 1000. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate. And I want to let you know how honored I am that you're here listening to the 1000th meditation I've recorded. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme that we explore in depth. Well, this week is all about creating a quest. So it's a little different from our regular meditation series. Usually we focus on a particular quality you might want to incorporate into your life. Well, in today's series, it's all about you creating your own quest. Just as I did 2.5 years ago when I began this podcast. And since that time, I have recorded over 1,000 guided meditations. And if you'd like the guided meditations where I guide you for a half hour meditation, you can find those over on my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And I started to have those 30-minute guided meditations offered on a membership site for those who want to learn how to meditate, if you're brand new to meditation. And if you already meditate, the longer meditations are a way for you to really be guided into a nice meditation and to explore it a little more deeply. So you can find those over there at sipandom.com. For you here, I offer these meditation techniques that you can do, whether you're seated, meditating, or right smack in the busiest part of your day. So that's the beauty of techniques. And in today's episode, I'm going to share a technique with you that will give you the option to focus on a chakra. Your quest may even be a meditation quest. Whatever it is, consider something you might like to explore in your life, and you might turn that into a quest. So if you haven't decided on your quest, don't worry so much about it. Maybe after the meditation technique today, you might have more of an idea of what you might like to pursue. Now, your quest also doesn't have to be for several years, as mine has turned into. It can be for even a year. It should be for an extended amount of time, though, because a quest is like a journey you go on. And I'd like to share with you, before I guide you through the technique, a few quests that other people have. I heard from a few listeners who said that they started quests, and one listener began a quest to read every night before she goes to bed. That's a great quest, because think of how much you will have read, meaning how much you will have learned and been inspired that you can carry with you throughout your life if you simply read before you go to bed at night. That's a great quest. Other quests that I know people have started. One quest is where, and this was from Chris Gullaboo's book, where he wrote the Happiness of Pursuit. And in that book, he talks about how to start a quest and also other quests people have taken. And one quest I thought was a fun quest that involved other people was a woman who had younger children and she wanted to travel, but it was a little bit hard to travel with her children at that age, and also they just really didn't have a lot of extra money to travel around the world. And so what she decided to do is to every weekend prepare a meal from another country. So she wanted to cook her way through the world. So she selected a menu and would play the music of the country that she had selected for the week. And they would study a little bit about the culture, maybe learn a few words in the language. And she would prepare the popular dishes of these different countries in the world. And so she was able to enjoy and explore other cultures. Her passion was traveling without leaving her home. And it was also something that her family became involved in. So she shared her love of passion with them. They all got involved. Another quest was one that a friend of mine took. And this was a pretty interesting quest that led to a book that she ended up writing and publishing. And she called the book High on Happiness. And it was about her quest for 1 year, every day during that year, to do something nice for someone, to spread kindness. And she would do random acts of kindness every single day for a full year. She did things such as buying someone's coffee discreetly who was standing in line behind her at Starbucks. She liked to do things as anonymously as possible. She would simply go up to people who looked like they weren't having a very good day and smile at them and start talking to them. That was another thing she did. And I'll never forget when I was driving with her downtown and she stopped in an area where there was a lot of homeless people. And she got out of her car, opened up her trunk, and in her trunk were all these grocery bags. And in each grocery bag was non-perishable food items. So each grocery bag was full of food that a homeless person could open up and eat right away without cooking anything, without needing utensils or anything like that. And she would hand these bags out to homeless people in our downtown area. So this was another quest that someone took. Think about what kind of a quest you might enjoy doing. And as you start to go about taking steps to put your quest together, to consider how you'll do it or what you'll do, you will notice that you at your finest starts to shine through. And you'll notice that your quest becomes something bigger than yourself. And this is one of the most important things you could do to improve how you feel about your life. So in the technique today that I want to share with you that you can do as you sit down and meditate, I want to start with a technique that is going to allow you to focus on your quest and then take it outside of yourself to share it with the world. And the best way to do this is by focusing on your chakras. And so as you settle yourself in to meditate and relax your mind and body, or maybe you're listening to this as you run errands, it's all good. You could even be listening to this as you get ready to go to sleep, and that is perfect. As you consider your quest, focus on your heart chakra, right at your heart. And this is an area where love, compassion, and gratitude are harbored. Chakras are simply energy areas in your body that represent certain emotions, that represent your life, memories you've had, past experiences that you reflect on throughout your life, and the emotions from different things that have happened to you settle into each chakra. So for love, compassion, and gratitude, your fourth chakra at your heart helps you to focus on your passions, your values, your qualities, your desires, what you have about you that's so unique. And as you focus on your fourth chakra, you send that out to the world around you. So you visualize your finest qualities represented by your quest and sending that out into the world around you. So the color of this chakra is green. You could visualize yourself surrounded in a green color or a green light. Consider your quest and why you're doing your quest, how it will enhance your life and become something bigger than who you are. Even if it's a personal quest, such as the example of reading every night before you go to bed, this still becomes something bigger than yourself, because whenever you honor yourself and give yourself the kind of care and nurturing you deserve, you can't help but share your joy, your peace, your knowledge, your passions with others. So you will emanate the benefits you're receiving from your quest. You'll emanate that outwards. So as you focus on your fourth chakra, visualize your heart, the gratitude and love you feel for being on this journey. Take this into your meditation, reflecting on it. If your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Focus on your breath for a while, and then go back into your own inner stillness. Don't forget to enjoy all the different sensations you've created for yourself as you meditate. Again, I want to thank you for listening to these meditations. Without you, I don't think I'd be showing up every single day. So thank you, and I value you and your support, and I want to thank you so much for listening. Because of you, I continue sharing meditations. As long as you're out there listening, I'll be here recording. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.